There we go.
All right, I will call the meeting to order. I think we'll get right into it here with the first variance, the Jason Doughty variance. Did you say, is he here?
No. Yeah. So we agreed on the date for this evening, May 18th, and I guess he sent us an email today and was like, hey, we can't make it. So we asked if he could have any representatives here. Said he couldn't. So I was like, customarily, like, if the applicant's not here, then, like, normally, like, the board won't hear the application. But, I mean, I'll leave it up to y'all. Just kind of what you guys want to do with it. I feel like plenty of people probably showed up to talk about it.
I'm guessing is everyone here objecting to the Doughty variance?
Alrighty.
Well, I'm guessing we should at least give him the chance to defend it, huh?
Yeah.
What happens if we can't come when he can then the next time?
Right.
Yeah,
that's
a
good question.
I mean,
exactly.
It was a scramble to get here.
There's been a notice long enough that he should know.
Yeah, I mean, he was a part of the meeting. Like, he was, like, that was the reason that we set it up for the 18th. So, yeah.
And this happened last year too, where we received a letter with it, and it was like a week before the meeting, and we contacted, and then that meeting was canceled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What was his reason for not showing up?
Well, I think like today, like he's out of state. But like I said, I mean, we agreed on the meeting, and then like he emailed us today, and I was like, hey, I can't make it.
Well, if he had notice, we have all these other people here.
Yeah.
I say we proceed. I mean,
I think his
request is on here, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'd prefer to get it heard. I think is where his position on this anyway.
All right, so we're dealing with a requested variance on the property located at 1400 Grace Avenue Southwest, Wilmer. Property is zoned as residential R2. It looks like, it's a requirement for an 8,500 square foot minimum?
Yeah, 8,500, not 8,000.
He's got two parcels here. Parcel 950
850
and then 830.
Yeah. So it's these right here. So 950
and 950
then 850 then
950
yeah. 750
Can you
enlarge
that?
No, this is the closest it goes. Really sorry.
The county lets it only go so big. So yeah. No, that's okay. I'm just so usually challenged.
And it appears he is looking to take those two parcels, combine them, and then split them down the middle to create two 8,371 square feet lots.
Left page.
Yeah. So he's looking for a variance from that 8,500 foot requirement to allow both lots to be 8,371 instead of 8,500 square feet. So that would allow for, right now, that 0830 parcel is a landlocked parcel that probably has limited value for that reason. So he's looking to split it into two parcels that would both have access there to Grace Avenue, which I would assume would be an additional residential parcel at that point.
Can we ask questions as we go?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Make a list.
Yeah. So I guess I kind of, once he gets through the overview, you can ask questions.
Because the
So then the public hearing
I'll
open.
I'll open it up to the public hearing.
Oh, we'll get her name.
It appears the minor subdivision was approved by the Planning Commission on 4/20/22. Preliminary plat was approved, subject to obtaining this variance from the 8,500 square foot minimum lot size. The current dimensions, although not totally relevant, the larger parcel is 9,742 square feet, the smaller parcel is 7,000 square feet. All right, I'll kind of just go, before I open it up to public hearing here, I'll kind of go through the standard we look at when granting these zoning variances. There's four main ones. The first one is the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance. Two is the plight of the landlord is due to unique circumstances not created by the landlord. Number three is the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. And four is the variance, if granted, will not be detrimental to nor endanger the public welfare. So with kind of keeping those four things as the main standards that we're looking at when deciding whether to grant or deny these, I will open it up to public comment.
And I guess just before anyone speaks, just state your name for the minutes. So that's all we request. And then I guess I can answer any questions just kind of regarding project, what's allowed, process for things that happen, etc.
So I guess since we have multiple people here, if somebody wants to raise their hand to go, I'll kind of call on you and go for it.
I have something written that I'd like to read.
Yep, what's your name?
My name's James Bueller.
Okay.
Is there like a time limit?
No,
it's
good.
Not that one.
No, public hearing. Talk till midnight.
Good evening. Thank you for allowing me to share some of my thoughts, as well as the thoughts of many of our neighbors in the Grace Avenue neighborhood. My name is James Bueller, and I live at 1414 Grace Avenue Southwest. I'm here this evening representing myself, my family, as well as many other families who I consider to be good and faithful neighbors. Grace Avenue is a quiet neighborhood. It's located in the heart of Wilmer. It's a good mix of people, both young and old. My family has called this area home since 2021, and we have been welcomed by many friendly faces. My neighbors are honest, hardworking people who dedicate a lot of their time and resources to make Grace Avenue a wonderful place to live. The great poet Robert Frost once wrote, "Great fences make great neighbors." And I share that quote a little tongue-in-cheek, but if you think about it, there's a lot of truth. One of the things that makes Grace Avenue a wonderful place to live is the respect that our neighbors have for one another, each other's property, and our personal boundaries. We are blessed to live in the United States where many of these things are written into our legal code and therefore protected and honored by our elected government officials. There is a reason why city ordinances and laws exist. These laws and ordinances give us objective standards to adhere to in times of dispute or disagreement. And here's an illustration. If my children are playing baseball in my backyard and they hit a ball into my neighbor's backyard, I can only say it's my neighbor's backyard because there is a fence that exists between the two. That is an objective standard that we can both look to in order to see where my property ends and his property begins. The same goes with city laws and ordinances. We can only say that a law or ordinance is being adhered to because they've been clearly written or followed or fenced in our society. For our purposes this evening, the question is whether or not to grant a variance to a zoning ordinance in order to allow additional structure be built on a pre-existing lot on which there already stands another structure, in this case, a single-family dwelling. I'm here to express my concern and disapproval of the variance in question. There's no ambiguity in the ordinance as it stands today. The lot is simply too small to have additional structures or to be split in two, as I understand. And I speak for dozens of people who have signed this petition, who, in agreement with me, also feel that this variance would decrease the value and integrity of our homes and our neighborhood as they stand today. As good fences make good neighbors, good laws and good ordinances make well-functioning neighborhoods. Crowding this lot with more structure than it is zoned for does not add value, either aesthetically or functionally, to our neighborhood. Who are we if we are not a people who uphold the laws and ordinances that we ourselves create, vote for, and adhere to? In light of this, we, the undersigned of Grace Avenue, politely suggest that the variance be denied. Thank you for your time.
How many people signed your petition? Were they all Grace Avenue area?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Brian Bollig actually circulated the petition.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. We'll record that.
May I see that a second, please?
Great. Who would like to speak next?
I'm Bill Pack. I live at 1314 Griggs Avenue, right next to that property. My concern is if we put another small home in there, it's going to devalue our properties in the neighborhood. And actually, I have a landlocked property behind there too, so I'm in the same place with that, but that's the way I bought it, so that's the way it is. And when you buy that property, that's what it is, so why should we be shrinking these yards and allowing people to put a small home in there, and then there won't be room for parking, and then there'll be parking on the streets. We don't have hardly any parking on our streets. It's great for if there's kids or people walking. You know, I just don't want to lose the value of our properties there by reducing these proper sizes of these properties.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Keck?
Yep.
Do you own, so I see your name on there for the, is it the 80811 property? Do you own the adjacent one right next to it?
That one right behind it. So that one.
So the 0800 or the?
The one in the blue. I own that one and the one right below it that comes to Grace.
Okay, so that's your house right there?
Yep.
Okay. Are you aware of, since we don't have Mr. Doughty here, so I noticed when doing my review of all these weird parcels to the north, to the north of you, do any of them have easement for ingress or egress through you or through these parcels that we're dealing with?
The two parcels to the north there, they have a driveway agreement with the people on Candy Oi Avenue.
And okay. That should be me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a cluster.
I was going to say, that whole area looks like it looks like a mess.
I don't know where this is. I mean, I don't know where I am on there, but I'm sorry. Are you done speaking?
Back alley.
What's your
name?
Victoria Langenau. We own 810 14th Street. It's right, literally, there's a fenced, I'm backdoor neighbors. My daughter lives there to James. And then south of our property, so he's west of us. South of us is Doughty's property.
Yep.
And it's when I drove around the property on the way here, I thought, why? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's so tight already. And I drove through and I saw all these nice houses and I'm like, why? He's a realtor. You know, okay, do we want to split our little lot and put another house there? Because we could, based on some of the other houses I've seen further north. But when you go south, it's a much nicer area back there. And I agree with both you guys. I mean, the zoning is there for a reason to start with. If I'm a realtor and I find a property, maybe I can split this. I mean, being creative with real estate, I get that. But you've got landlocked property, you bought it that way. Doughty bought it that way. My other question is, if he has to split the parcel, make it one, split it in half, how close is the existing house? Because it's not a small house. How close would that then be to the property line? And then is there another variance required for how tight it is to the property line? I mean.
Yeah, so I guess on that, let me put that on the back.
Yeah, they have a proposed, it looks like that the existing house is probably already grandfathered in. There's only a 7.2 foot before it hits Mr. Kack's property, I believe.
That's on the garage side of the house.
Right, yeah, on the east side.
And because are they allowed to be closer on the garage side than on the living side? Or are they the same on both sides?
I'd have to double check that.
I think if you're going to get to the point of squeezing all these little holes into these properties, build an apartment building. There's lots of property for sale. Build an apartment building. If you want to stack people in that tight, go for it. But don't continue to like crowd our neighborhoods with all these extra houses. It's just
I think
it would decrease the property values for sure.
Yeah. So to answer your question, just kind of regarding setbacks, there's only 3,000. There's only about 3,000. I'd say like roughly 3,000 square feet of like buildable area like after the setback.
Yeah.
You definitely could put a house there probably. It'd be pretty tight.
Like
but
a one bedroom, one bath.
Probably.
If you wanted to fill the whole thing up, you know, adhering to all the setbacks, you could put up 3,000 square foot house there.
Yeah.
A two story or a basement or something. How could you possibly?
So I guess just on the, you probably could pull it up, but
Here's the existing one,
Yep. He's got this much area in the new proposed one for Bill.
After he splits it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he were to split it.
So where is this landlocked area that he can't get to? I guess I'm confused on the shape of that.
Yeah, if you see split side.
Yeah, so they're split east and west.
North to south is the line?
No, that's where he wants to change it to. So he has a property in front.
Currently it's north and south like this. He wants to make this all one because he owns this one as well.
How did these lots ever get plotted this way?
Man, that's a great question. Old Wilmer. Old Wilmer. Yeah, because even the stuff right here, like 14th Street Southwest here, it's not really a street, more of a driveway, and he comes in and beats up staff sometimes over like whose responsibility it is to plow it. It's, everything over there is a mess. So, but yeah, I guess anyone else with questions? Yeah.
I'm a little late, but I'm here for Dowdy. I'm not too sure exactly.
Can you state your name?
Yeah, Fernando.
All right.
You need me to sign in?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll give you a hit.
I don't know the specifics of it, but I do know that he's planning on building something small. So, I mean, shouldn't.
Which will decrease property values in the area, because when they look for comps in our area, they're going to have these little dinky houses. For sure.
Rent.
Yeah.
Chances are.
Of course.
Do you have any?
Oh. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Ron Christensen. Just for clarification. What is the width and the depth of the two new lots?
Yeah, so the width of the lots would be 72 feet. So the width of the lot would be 72 feet, 72.18 feet, and then the depth of the lot would be 118.11 feet.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Yeah, which comes out to about 130 feet short of the
requirement. But then we're making two lots under the legal size what they're supposed to be instead of just one.
Correct.
Yeah.
So really he's 350 square feet short instead of 170 if you make them legal.
Correct. When you said he was planning on building something small, do you have any more of a clarification on that? Like what small would be in your mind?
Right, enough to fit in there.
Well.
So you guys don't have proposed plans for a house or anything that would show like how this would actually look in there before we even approving something like this?
Like the current house is 1,300 square feet at least for that one floor. Would it be something similar to that?
Probably, or smaller.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, like for him, like it's not worth it for him to put plans together and then be told that, without being approved. I mean, like, the variance alone is, like, a $400 application. You can still be told no.
Right, so we're waiting for this.
I feel like Christians should know this number. My husband's a contractor, and I know currently, like, a new home construction with lumber costs is almost $400 a square foot. How is he going to put up something decent? I've heard slab on grade. How is he going to put something decent on there on a rental property on that size of a lot? I just don't know how he's
going to
be able to do something like that.
Yeah, and so I guess kind of the other option in this, like, that would be compliant would be if he had, whereas if he were to convert the existing building into a duplex, like, he could do that. But,
there you go.
Yeah. And so, like, that would just, I mean, that's just him converting it and then, like, putting in the plans to do it. And so, I mean, that, like, currently, I guess he'd have to still subdivided because, I mean, it'd have to meet bigger, but, I mean, he wouldn't be able to put in another building. He would be able to add another residence, though. So.
But that would be another variance because it's
not a variance. No.
Duplexes can be in residential.
Yeah. So R2, he can do by right. And so there'd be renovations to it, but he wouldn't be able to add, like, a separate structure to it. And so then, like, the subdivision, all of that, like, wouldn't go forward. He probably still have to reconfigure the lot though, so it'd be like a different subdivision, but not to put up a different structure.
Well, one of the four items that you guys mentioned earlier was endangering public welfare. I don't know if that means physically or economically, and I think that's a very valid point. I mean, if you want an argument according to the exact verbiage, then I feel like everybody in this room that has property near that would suffer some kind of economic, our economic welfare would be diminished for sure.
I think the endangerment is more just public safety, as in physical safety. I think your argument would probably fit more in the not altering the essential character of the locality, even though you'd have the counter argument that it's residential, so this is just more residential. But then you'd be arguing, you know, if it's adding another small home and possibly bring down home values, then it's changing the character of the area.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys driven through that area? There's some beautiful homes back there.
Yep.
And you've got a great place. James has a nice house.
Anyone want to be next? I'll keep going. Is that it for the Doughty?
All right, I guess we'll close the public hearing.
All right. So if we want to discuss it between the three of us, I think the other main problem I'm having too is, and this seems to be the one that I think is the most difficult for every variance, and I usually never get a satisfactory answer on it, is how is this not the plight to the landowner? Standard number two is the plight of the landowner is due to unique circumstances not created by the landowner. I guess for me, how is this not the problem that he's creating? He bought these two parcels, he wants to subdivide them, but he was well aware of how they are allocated at the time that he bought it.
Yeah, because the solution that I think before, like, he went to the planning commission and everything, I just asked why he didn't buy land off of one of the neighbors to exceed the threshold, and that way when he did subdivide, I mean, he'd clear 8,500. So I mean, he's not short by a lot, but for whatever reason, not viable. I guess this is why.
When did Doughty purchase this property, or has he had it for a long time?
I believe I saw, was it 2021?
I don't know that for sure.
This
recently, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, I believe it sold in 2020 and then again in 2021 to Doughty.
Does it happen to come up on the GIS?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really.
Where would it be at?
History, maybe?
History.
Fernando, do you know for sure, is there any, I know I asked this to the group that was here, do you know, is there any easements or anything running through there for all those weird properties to the north?
You know, I'm not.
Or are they all further to the north?
I'm not
too sure, to be honest.
No, go back.
Are we back to the
original? Yeah. You have to click on the bottom one,
do
taxes payable. There's the sales right there.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
7/20/21. You think that's what he's doing? Yeah. Could you have the people's full criteria
on that? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Pretty good chair.
Right here, too. So, yeah. It has to be used in a reasonable manner, not permitted by the ordinance. The plight of the landlord is due to a unique circumstance not created by the landowner. Will not change the essential character, and will not endanger the public.
You know, I think that to me is comes into effect. It's going to change the character because those don't have small homes in that area.
Right.
But if you, you know, the other option is. Has he ever talked about instead of going this way and cutting it in half, just have one property about 150 by whatever it is?
Yeah, so I mean, like, yeah. So if he were to subdivide and create one lot and then just put up, remodel the house and make it a duplex, I mean, he'd be able to do that. And I mean, he'd have to subdivide it and create a bigger lot than he already has. And so I mean, that's the other option here for him.
Well, Fernando, as Doughty's representative, I think the board here is kind of having problems. I don't know, Mr. Munson, if you have anything to add. I think we're having problems with both the changing the essential character of the locality, if it's going to lower people's property values and add more small housing in an area that does not typically have small housing, as well as the plight of the landowner has to be due to unique circumstances not created by the landowner. And then this would seem to be if he's trying to subdivide property that he bought, knowing full well what it was when he bought it. I guess the question for me would be, how is this not being created by the landowner? Do you have a response to either of those?
You know, I don't know his exact situation, so I can't agree or disagree with you on that.
You know, my name is Donna Isley, and no way will it not decrease the value of my property, because my line, I live at 1014th Street Southwest, so I'm at the corner of Grace and 14th. And so that whole whatever number of feet I got along there is exactly matches up with his property. Well, what he's got now is it all was the best steak in Garum. And if you slap in a couple of little houses or whatever he's going to put in there, it's certainly not going to do me any good.
What is the character of that current house that's there?
It's a two-story, it's been there a lot. It looks like it could use a little work. I don't know what the inside is like.
The current, I believe it's rented.
Yeah, it's a rental. It's a rental, and that, you know.
Big, large, husky dog that gets loose quite often.
It's currently not maintained very well. And I've actually communicated with Mr. Dowdy and said, hey, you need to, there was weeds, trees growing in the yard, and I said, you need to take care of these. And he said, well, that's the renter's responsibility.
But there's a fence that goes around the entire property that the previous owner put up, and he hasn't bothered to maintain that. He's got posts or other wood pieces on the outside propping up part of it, you know, that will, because it's going to tip over. So,
I don't mean to speak ill of the renters.
I agree.
They have some special needs children.
Yes, they do. That's right.
I mean, it is his property. He does own it.
So. Right.
My stance on this is, so it's a rental. You've got somebody who's looking, who's making money on a property, who wants to subdivide it to make more money by putting up another small house. Like you're saying, it's already kind of an issue as far as being upkept well. And now you're going to add a second home, which could end up being the same thing in a neighborhood.
Exactly.
As a property owner in town here, I understand that. But I wouldn't want that. If it was sold as
a
single...
That's
a really good...
Give me that house.
Yeah.
That's really old.
Really old.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't look like that now. Like, we went by a couple days ago.
Not even close.
Yeah.
That would be a pretty small lot.
Oh, it is? Maybe Midge, when Midge was there.
No, it's from Mark.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's... I like that.
Go up to Google Earth.
We'll take it.
Go up to Google Earth. That'll have 2022 pictures.
And there's now a shed in the back
corner. There's
no fence.
Google Earth.
Well, does it really matter what it looks like? I think we all kind of agree.
That's a bad guy.
He doesn't maintain his share of it because he's replaced doors in the house and all that crap sitting between his house and my house.
Yep.
And he hasn't picked it up in 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the renters, they put their garbage out, they do their thing, but it's his responsibility if he's replacing doors and stuff.
Yeah,
why isn't he hauling his garbage away? That's not their garbage.
That actually still looks pretty good.
It's still not, it's still worse than that. As far as stuff.
All right. Yeah.
So the idea then is to build another home here rather than next to this one.
Yeah, that'd be the idea.
This one's
going
to stay.
Yep, that'd be the idea. So
be another one in that lot right there.
Tiny. Yeah, the house fills more of the space than that looks. I mean, it dope, right?
Yeah.
Something else.
Yeah, then for something that could be end up sold and resold and resold and resold, I can understand where you would.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have a permanent residence there,
yeah,
so we're going to take
really
care of it, have a nice yard, family that could
yeah
enjoy it, a
are
bigger
the,
yard.
Are those big trees on Bullock's property, or is that on this?
No, that's the, yeah, that
it's
that, that large cottonwood, that's on his property.
It's four of them.
Yeah,
four
and
large.
That's, I mean, that's probably, what, 120 foot tree?
Yep, probably.
That's no joke.
Yeah, because if you're going to build a house there, those you probably want those to come down.
Can I mention something? I know everybody, I know the main concern is probably property value, but a new build wouldn't really decrease property value in the neighborhood.
If it's
so
small, it would.
It
yes
depends, because,
oh, yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't,
there were small houses over in Voss Park sold for like $240,000. I mean,
well,
if your house is worth around there, I mean,
it's not comparable with the neighbors.
No, but
it's
I understand, like, the concern about it, but yeah, I don't think it'll hurt property value at all.
If it perhaps
oh
was a small house that wasn't being rented and was owned and lived in by the
right
property owner, that could perhaps be true.
That's
but
right.
I don't.
Yeah. So it's just kind of up to y'all. If y'all are ready to take a vote, or do you guys have any other questions?
Does anyone else have anything they want to say before I close public comments? All right, I'll go ahead and end public comments then. Go ahead and take a vote. All right, all those in favor of granting the ordinance say yay. All those in favor of not granting the ordinance say nay.
Nay.
Nay. All right. Ordinance
no
request
variance
does not, is not approved.
All right, variance denied. All right.
And Fernando, I would maybe say it would have helped if he would have been here to, you know, to argue more on his side. I'd let him know that. And we'll proceed to, maybe we should have done the Christian Brothers one here first so that you guys could get out of here. But we'll move on to that one. I think we're looking at, I don't know if you can bring that property up. I didn't do as much research
yeah,
on that property.
Yeah, totally. So that one's kind of on the other side of the town over by the Woodbury Edition.
Right, so this is property located at 2508 3rd Avenue Southeast. Also zoned residential 2. This is regarding the front setback of 30 feet.
There we go. It's relevant.
If you went to Google Earth, you might see the slope of it there.
That's
and
what
I,
my question was how
I did take
to
some
see
pictures
the slope.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a nasty slope back there.
You're proposing just changing it to 25 instead of the 30?
Oh, no. He wants to come within the, he wants to go down to like 5, I think it was, Ron?
Yeah, 5 feet, 25 instead of 30. And it's only 5 feet on the southeast corner. The rest of it's maybe two and a half feet, etc. It's a split entry. If it was a slab home, it wouldn't be so bad, but we're going to be digging down 4 feet. And if you viewed the property, it slopes really fast from the middle of the property toward the back of the property, right about where that line is, it starts to slope.
Yep.
So. And I'd have to haul in a lot of fill to cover the back of that. It's relatively flat to the street. It's maybe 1 foot above the street level right now, the highest part. And I need at least a 2 foot slope to the driveway on 40 feet. 45 would be the, according to the setbacks, but we want 40 feet back from the street, 30 from the, or 25 from the pin, property pin. So I'm gonna be up higher already and the back part, I'm going to have to fill, even with this variance, over 2 feet. And if you went out and viewed it, you can see that there's water down in the back along that big berm. That's another issue the city's working on. It should be flowing east. One particular individual stopped the flow.
Ron, that won't create any water issues for the neighbors, would it?
No. It all goes to the east. He's the highest part of the water issue.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I guess so we went out there, and so there's a considerable slope. That's why I have like the LiDAR on. So as you see, like it starts sloping kind of in the middle of the property, and so it moves the buildable area forward. So that's why for us, I mean, like the variance made sense. As I will say, I mean, the slope is more drastic towards the back, not towards the front. And so it's pretty gradual, and then it gets pretty steep. The property.
You can see it on that photo too.
Yeah.
And it's on a curve, so. No, you don't see houses in a straight line. You won't notice it.
So you said the house then is going to be the southwest corner is where you're going to be pushing into the...
I don't know if you all got these or not.
I did not.
I submitted them. There's the property. Here's the curve. This is where it starts to slope drastic. And here's the 5 feet. The rest of it's almost up to the dotted line, which is the building line. It's dotted line.
Does that slope toward the bypass? Is that where I'm at?
It slopes to the north,
oh,
to the north and east. So
you see this?
The bypass is east of there.
Okay.
This particular home in the corner, we set forward 3 feet for the same reason, because it sloped off quite a bit back here.
I was going to say
that. The previous planning and development director. But it just gets more drastic as you take the turn here. And again, you don't see these houses in the line, so it should fit rather nicely in there. Trying to solve the housing problem. We're building 4 of them out there so far this summer.
Either of you have any additional questions for Mr. Christensen? I will open it up to any public comment at this time. I don't know if you're here for that. I was going to say, Alex, you're in the city, right?
Ron, do you own the homes next door?
No, we built the home.
But you built them, yeah, okay. But you don't still own them.
We started with the 69 lots out there. We have, I think, 9 left. So we've increased the property tax value of the city of Wilmer considerably.
Oh yeah, it's getting busy over there.
Yeah, and it's a nice part of town. Really, not many people in Wilmer even know it's there.
Yeah. I'm on 23rd Street and 8th Avenue, so I'm right down the road. So
okay.
Watching all the homes go up here the last few years.
Sure. It's a great spot.
Well, I will close public comments. I guess I'll give my quick rundown. You guys, the two of you, can let me know if you have any different thoughts from me. But going through those 4 standards, does he want to use it for a reasonable manner not permitted by a zoning ordinance? I would say yes. He's building a home on it just like all the other properties around it. Is the plight of the landowner due to a unique circumstance not created by the landowner? I believe it is, since there's a huge slope running through the middle of the property. There is also neighboring property that had a similar issue that was also granted a variance. The variance if granted will not alter the essential character of the locality. It seemed to be in line with all the other houses that are going up in the area. And the variance if granted will not be detrimental to nor endanger the public welfare. And I don't see how putting another house up would be endangering the welfare, and nobody's here to complain. So do you guys have any, two of you have any other comments on that?
Nothing here.
Nothing.
All right, I'll open it up to a vote. Those in favor of granting the variance, say yay.
Yay.
Those in favor of denying the variance, say nay. Right, the variance passes 3-0. And I think that's it.
Now we can do it.
Yeah, awesome. All right, cool. And then I guess just
we finish here.
Yeah, do we want to print these, or how do we want to do the minutes? How should we, so normally, like, how do y'all, how have y'all done minutes in the past, since you guys just kind of meet on, like, as-is basis, like, as needed?
Yeah, I think in the past, kind of depended, just because we, you know, if it was a long time in between meeting, it's kind of like we restarted each time, but, I think somebody would maybe just type up a summary of what the last meeting was.
I can see them. Or email, and get, they can...
Yeah, I mean, if we...
Approve like, for email, too.
Yeah, I mean, so if we just want to... So if y'all just want us to send it by email, and then you guys can approve it that way, that'll work for us, too. All right, perfect. Yeah. So I guess, like, all we need tonight, then, we'll just need your signature on, like,
the...
All
I need your signature.
Tonight, so you guys can motion to adjourn, and then
there
we're good.
There weren't many people here last time.
No.
I think me.
Yeah, it was...
Were you having a baby or something?
Yeah, did I miss a meeting?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I did. I had one that was 3 months early.
Yeah.
I was stuck in the hospital for 8 months.
Yeah.
Just got her home in March.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
I think that's the last meeting I remember.
Yeah, because it was a temple.
In science.
Oh, you guys, take a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I will motion for adjournment.
Woof.
Seconded, and we are adjourned.